Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang.
Video Game Bang.
Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely horrifying. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and we have the most unprofessional people on the show today. You are listening to The Weekend Bang, powered by NRG. Also sponsored by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the comics, stay for the coffee. That's what you do. Today on this crackpot... Oh, I'm sorry, in Antline Audio... Keep your headphones, get a mod mic. I told you, today's theme is unprofessional. And that's what today's theme is, everybody.
It wasn't my fault this time.
It wasn't your fault, Webb. Behind the ones and twos, David Webb, everybody.
What is going on, everybody?
It's that chair.
I had...
It's that chair.
It's the chair. I had the smoothest intro since I started running the ones and twos.
Yeah, you did.
And then somebody, Jerry, who's never made nameless, Jerry...
screws it up.
Who's Jerry?
I start hearing his phone. I'm like, shit, what did I mute? And then I look down. I'm like, no, everything is fine. It's Jerry.
It was his phone?
Yeah. Here to screw up the show, everybody.
I was looking at my
phone.
There
you go. I thought it was
porn.
Time to go home.
Jerry Panericon.
All right, guys. I'll see you guys later.
One time. He hasn't been on the show since, the 24-hour stream?
2012.
And you were eating up a storm, of course.
Was I?
Yeah.
And, I don't remember.
The people loved it, apparently.
I was fucking...
I think you had more viewers.
I was out of my mind because I was up for so long.
You weren't up that long. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I was up all day.
Steven Gutierrez is here as well, everybody.
Bueno! No? Is that racist?
Wait, play a stereotype.
I mean, you're Mexican, so...
Yeah, I might as well get that.
This is probably the most diverse cast we've had in quite a long time.
Yeah, usually it's like snow in here.
Almost... Every four corner of the globe is represented.
Judaism!
Yeah, you're not...
You're not that cool.
Good Lord.
Put your hand down.
Good Lord. They're going to come after
you. Are we going to summon Captain Planet now?
Sometimes.
Wow.
We have one more person on the show.
We do. We have actually two more people on the show.
Two more people.
Two more people.
Of course, you know the people. They're here week in, week out, everybody. They sit down and wait patiently just to see the show come on. The chat room, everybody. Say hello to the chat.
Hi, chat.
Wow, one person.
The chat room.
Yes. And is he still there?
I think he is.
Live via satellite. We have Corey Vincent on the line, everybody.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
I like the pause there, because you are live via satellite.
Back at you, Aaron.
Terrible. That's the worst. Absolute bratwurst.
Absolute bratwurst?
Yes. Today is, like I said, it's unprofessional today. The gaming news was slow. There wasn't a lot of gaming going on in the world.
No.
There was a whole bunch of esports that took place, like, redonkulous.
All the esports took place.
Corey.
Yes.
Do you have an update on some NRG esports? Because something went down today, right?
Yeah, it was pretty big. The Overwatch World Cup today.
Yes,
it did. Taking place in Anaheim right now. So everybody representing Team USA around here, NRG star player Seagull is Captain America.
Yes, he is.
And our DPS is also added to the team as the Captain's Choice, NRG Gods.
Okay.
Nice. And they went to work.
Yes, they did. And they were playing a Chile team?
Yes. Steven's absolutely correct. It's a Chile team.
Chile.
Yeah.
Okay.
Watch Narcos one time.
But it doesn't matter how you pronounce it. They got stomped.
they don't have that over there.
The American team even went at one point towards the end to a Seagull. I think it was Seagull playing Bastion and a Mercy healer. You know, it was pretty much just a troll comp that you see. You usually don't see that in the top echelon of Overwatch.
Bam.
That's messed
this
up.
This just in, Chile declares war.
I know, right?
Declares nuclear war.
Chili doesn't have noose. It's just a guy running in a hamster wheel. They have habanero peppers that they'll probably.
If they're starting war on your anus.
That's what's happening. They're gonna burn you from the inside.
Yeah, but I didn't get to watch the actual show, the actual event. I just saw a whole bunch of tweets going out of how they wrecked him.
Damn near killed him.
Yeah,
wrecked them.
So I mean, congratulations, Energy Team America, all the way. Yes. Of course, everybody. They also had to think the League of Legends was going on today too. Does Energy have a League of Legends team yet? Do they?
No, not currently. This is the big major event. It's actually happening right down the street from me right now.
You need to walk there. Go there now.
Yeah, we need live feed.
We need live feed.
It's crazy now. Like right now in LA, downtown LA, it's bananas because Stanley's Comic Con's going on, and then right next door is the LCS Finals for League of Legends. And then there's some big marathon that people from all across the world is here. If you can hear, there's like two people screaming at each other in the parking lot of this motel.
Uh-oh.
I mean, LA's the place to be right now.
Is it though? With two people screaming at each other?
Yeah. That's the highlight right there.
From part Overwatch of the Worlds to Stanley's Comic Con to two hobos in a parking lot screaming at each other.
So the major question is, if Stan Lee was at LCS, which lane is he playing?
Oh, he's a jungle.
He's a jungle?
He's a jungle.
I don't think his heart can handle jungle.
I don't know. I think he'd be support.
I think he's support too. He's straight on life support. He would not be.
That's terrible.
He just plays that energy, guy that hits his ult and hits everybody on the map. Terrible. Whoever that person is.
Energy had another big moment. You know, they just signed that 15-year-old kid, Amnesiac.
Yeah. He's already forgotten about it.
He had his first few matches for the Hearthstone World Championship that's going on. The qualifiers were this weekend for BlizzCon next weekend, and he just starched his two opponents. And the guy's got like confidence. This kid's like 15 years old. He's like captain on his basketball team.
Really?
He's not like compared to the rest of the people you see him playing against. You're like, why is he there? Because he looks like a normal functioning kid. The rest of these kids, no offense to them, but they don't look like they're normal functioning kids.
Jeez.
Adderall. That's.
Well, I mean, if we have the drugged up kid, that's fine. I like that. Captain of the basketball team, captain of the card game.
The other ones.
Oh, no. Yeah.
They need Adderall. They keep up.
Yeah. Amnesiac, you got our support, of course. Go for the gold. Go for the gold.
Yeah.
Sir.
Bring it home for America. Sir.
Any other esporters? What's happening down in at the con? Have you been inside there yet?
Yeah, I've been inside of it, it's good. It was pleasurable going inside.
That's what I like to hear.
Stanley's Comic Con.
That's
great. I got to sit in on
you went
our
all
boys
up inside that.
Yeah, our boys from Nerd Reactor. They had their big panel today. Nice. I sat in on that one. It was pretty fun. It's a different vibe because Aaron, you and I have only been here for. E3s. So we know it that way.
Yes.
It's so different. It's like all hollowed out. It kind of just looks like a normal convention center, which kind of took the luster off of E3.
Mm. Now you've seen behind the curtain.
Because when we go to E3, I mean, it's carpeted all the way.
It sure is, yeah.
It doesn't feel like a convention center. It feels like you're in, like, a dreamland of video game magic. This, you know, feels like, you know, another convention. It's a lot bigger, spacious. The stage where all the awesome panels is just right there in the room, so you don't have to leave to really see the big panels. That's which cool. is really yeah so like I saw you know just I didn't have to go see it but I was just experienced a Pinky and the Brain reunion thing, and you know, the Luke Cage cast was there, and
what?
It was
Stan
Lee pulled some strings in at Marvel, which, you know, he has a few connections there.
Does he?
And yeah, so of course Luke Cage was there, and it was just a good time. I really liked this convention.
Did he say Sweet Christmas?
No.
Damn it.
Between this and San Diego, what do you think?
Oh, shoot. As far as the experience of holding a badge,
yeah,
that's it. You know, if I was going to discount everything else besides having a badge and going as a con attendee, this one.
This one.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a bold statement.
I could see
because
if you have the panels right there in the room, there's no waiting in line for Hall H for 4 days to see one.
Yes,
but it's Hall H.
Exactly. And San Diego Comic-Con, it's like the inside, it's more packed and crammed, and there's more exclusives and stuff, but you're never going to get them.
Right.
You know, just a normal mortal human being. This one, I feel like it's just open. The cosplay is really good. I never felt claustrophobic, even on today, which I think, you know, would be considered the busy day.
Uh-huh.
You know, I really like this convention. I think it's probably one of the best I've been to.
What about the scene of the cosplayers out there? How does that look out there?
Strong.
Really?
Very strong.
I mean,
yeah,
there's one in particular there down there that that was plastered all over the internet today. She stole the hearts of many.
Namely you.
And did you get to see her down there?
I looked, and trust me, I wanted to find her so I could, you know, do my best to wingman you two together, but it wasn't to be.
And totally ruin it.
Just remember, Aaron has AIDS.
See?
That's all you have to say.
And cancer.
Something's wrong with you and the terminal ill jokes, I swear.
No, didn't Corey do that to you
all
last
day?
Time?
Horrible. No.
Well, first of all,
herpes.
Good Lord.
Herpes syphilis.
Oh, and herpes isn't terminal?
No.
You might as well off yourself.
It's not.
You might as well.
Damn. Good Lord, man.
God.
Morbid.
Just saying.
Unprofessional is what I said.
Unprofessional.
Not me this time.
Is the theme of the show. That's terrible.
Oh, man.
I'm dealing with some major, like, postpartum depression right now, and I'm really glad I have you guys to get me through this.
Are you there by yourself? Where's the mate of maid?
She's, like, at some paid gig right now doing, like, you know, at a party, you know, just being maid of might.
A paid to and, just sit down and be there? Is that what it is? Paid
and
to show up?
I step outside the motel to talk to you chuckleheads, and I miss the curb, and my brand new LG V20 that I just bought yesterday, a little over 24 hours ago, slipped out of my hands, and it happened like in slow motion, like Christmas Story.
Oh fudge.
It hit the ground, exploded into three pieces, and I picked it up piece by piece. Like, battery, okay, good condition. The backing, okay, we're still okay. Pick up the phone, face first, shattered all across it.
Unbreakable glass, huh? Yeah.
It's
the Luke Cage of phones, everybody.
Do you have a case on it?
Huh?
Did you have a case on it?
Ouch.
No.
That's
no,
the problem
I was gonna,
right there.
You know what? I'm on vacation, so I was like, okay, I'll order one and get it to the hotel I'm going to be at in Vegas next week. And I had it all planned out. It's not like I was going to let this thing go naked for too long. But one freaking day, and I have no idea like what my options are. I'm about to jump off this ledge over here.
Well, I mean, there's your option.
You don't
right
leave
there.
The cell phone store without putting a case on that bad boy.
I did. My own phone's
I did.
Fine.
Mine's fine, but yeah. I have the same phone as Corey, so now I'm getting a little worried.
I had OtterBox.
I'm looking
day
at cases
one.
Right now.
Well, see, because I look at you guys' cases, these gigantic,
they're not
fat
even
cases.
That big. It's pretty smooth.
Yeah. They're basically Ninja Turtle shells on the back of these freaking phones, and that's ridiculous.
At it's not going to break like Corey's phone. Yeah.
I don't like. Yeah. I don't even like the case on mine. I got mine free from Webb. Thank you, Webb. But
you're welcome.
I don't like having a case. Like, they designed them small, slender, and sexy. So you can slide them into your pocket,
and that's how they get worn and damaged and broken and
but like
screen scratched.
It feels better outside the case. I know it's not
it's
safe
slippery.
Whatsoever.
It's more slippery,
but it just I don't know, man. The cases they gotta make sexier cases, Brad. They gotta make.
I had the
V10.
Not sexy. I had the V10 for quite a while, and I believe I did. Drop it once face and then have to replace the glass on it. I think I did, but mostly it took some pretty hard hits and stayed really good. Like I remember that big hit I was with Webb in San Diego for Comic-Con. Phone made a big dramatic tumble and landed on its face right in front of David Webb's lovely wife, and she just looks down at her feet and starts laughing. And I was like, oh, you're not gonna help me pick it up? Like,
nope. Kicks it farther.
Yeah. She did.
But it's
oh shit. It was like that scene from Kong Pao Into the Fist. She just picks up the baby, throws it down the hill.
Yeah.
it was messed up, but you know, it survived that, and that was like its biggest tumble. And then here we go, one time, just to do this podcast. So this has now become like an $800 podcast. I want you guys to know that.
Oh,
so don't fuck up the rest of it.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm looking up the specs right now because I wanted to make sure I have my facts right. Corning Gorilla Glass 4 protection.
Harambe. It could be Gorilla Glass 15.
Harambe took a bullet and ended his career. Yours took cement.
That Harambe glass.
He took semen?
That's horrible.
Oh, unprofessional
is the theme of the show, everybody.
All right, we are
awkward.
Didn't you learn your lesson last time? You can't have us together.
No, actually, I listened to a podcast back with you two on it at the same time, and it was quite entertaining. Quite entertaining.
Well, I mean,
duh.
I forgot to mention that I was on it as well.
Yeah. Nobody cares about you. Who are you again?
We all have passport.
Are you Alex Bags?
I could be. Could be.
Actually, no, you couldn't, because Alex Bags is entertaining. No, that's one funny motherfucker. That's...
Ouch.
Are you guys ready?
That beard.
Are you guys ready?
Are we starting?
Are you ready?
That's horrible. That's horrible.
Are you staying for the show, Corey?
I'm out.
All right.
All right. Don't good get luck, bugged sir. Out in L.A., sir.
Have a good show.
He said, I'm getting bugged now. I'm
getting bugged right now.
I told you. L.A. Love the city, man.
It's okay. They don't like shattered phones.
Terrible.
Damn.
Gotta hit him once.
Your phone has been shattered like Glenn's head.
Oh, damn.
Oh, son. They took it like a champ.
The camera's popping out. is popping out.
That's horrible. Too soon.
Your phone took it like a champ.
Kick the man while he's down.
Yeah. Damn.
Brain. All right.
See you, Corey.
Took it like a champ.
Are we all clear?
Yeah.
So let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
Jerry knows she didn't join there.
Web.
Sup?
Hi.
Sup? You are
David Webb.
David Webb.
Yeah. As we know, it is very close to Halloween, so we have some spooky news here.
Oh, no outfits?
Spooky.
No outfits this year. You know why? Because, fortunately, last year, Halloween fell right on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Right on a Saturday. The world was elated.
But did you dress up?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
We did. Yeah. That was the purple guy from that one show.
That seemed like just yesterday.
Right? But
yeah, I'm so cleaning the drinking.
Think about it. Parties happen always on Halloween. So, Saturday nights... If the
Saturday
holiday
night when you're in the spot,
yeah,
when
don't
the,
believe me, just watch.
Terrible. When the holiday lands right on a Saturday, then it's just like double. You know, we're off work. There's parties. You know, all that type of
time
stuff.
Time to get
turnt. This year it lands on a freaking Monday, so terrible. It's like what? Yeah. That's dumb.
Who do we write to about getting Halloween moved to where it's always the last weekend of the
month?
It
needs to be.
It's not. It never have
but
it on
does
a set
it?
Date. It does.
But does it?
Do you want to see slutty crayons?
Yes.
Or not?
All the time.
No,
exactly.
Because I spend like my Halloween in my house alone.
Well, I mean.
Actually, one of my favorite Halloweens is just chilling at home playing video games.
I mean,
that's basically my life.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have
that's
to go
Tuesday
out all
for
the
me.
Time.
Just all alone.
So the first story we have on here is Overwatch is Sombra going to be released November 1st?
I'm going to say no.
I don't care.
Their latest debacle of a whole bunch of crap that they've, you know, you got to decode Morse code. No. You got to read Braille. You got to be able to do all this stuff just to decode all the messages that, you know, Blizzard sends in their games. Just to see the, you know... The three words that say, ha, 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 she's not here. Go look again.
Got him.
I think it's going to be right after BlizzCon they're going to announce her.
It's going to be...
I think it's going to be at BlizzCon.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, her latest message...
during the Diablo segment.
Diablo 4 confirmed.
Her latest message says, the moment has come. The emails have exposed the truth about Potero. The uprising has started, and the people of Mexico is with us. It is the moment to strike. We will take over 11-1 event and we'll strike him. I need you to do one thing. So 11-1, everybody's thinking November 1st, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly when she's coming, you know?
No.
Pause. She also goes on to say, get access to the security chief email. Search the way to help me with the attack. He might contact Portero soon. I have changed the password to, and then there's like numbers and digits
Fuzzy
and stuff
kitten.
Like that.
I got it.
What do you got?
The code is, we go to Mexico on November 1st and free Chapo.
How about we don't?
Right?
Yeah,
he
no.
He doesn't need your help.
He doesn't.
Wait, November 1st, that's a Taco Tuesdays.
Is that a Tuesday?
Is it on Tuesday? How did you calculate that? Just
with a calendar?
Yeah, 31st Monday. Yeah, we just talked about that. I just thought about it. Shut up.
This is terrible.
Moving on.
Perfect.
Because I'm Rain Man.
So after that hidden message.
You know what? Wouldn't put it past.
So after that hidden message, November 1st is what it's looking like, you know, theoretically. Now, when is BlizzCon again?
The 11th?
The 5th.
5th?
Yeah, 5th.
Oh, so that doesn't even, that doesn't
so
match
this
up.
Following weekend.
That doesn't match up with this message then.
I don't know. I mean, okay, we thought the countdown was
it's a Tuesday,
be,
correct?
Yeah. Which is typically when updates come out.
And games.
So, but we thought this last countdown was going to end on a Tuesday, which it did, and we thought that was going to be the launch, and it wasn't. I don't know. I would be surprised.
Sombra de Amigo will launch when it wants to.
I'm still thinking it's going to be a BlizzCon. As big of a deal as they've been making this character out to be, I'm thinking if I was BlizzCon.
Okay, what would you do if you were BlizzCon?
If you were the whole convention,
yeah. I would open myself up to many people.
Okay. I would. High school. I would.
You're a whore.
Oh Jesus!
I would have it to where, in the middle of like an Overwatch presentation. It like she like quote unquote hacks into, she shows up on the screen, lights flicker, like she's hacked in, and then that's the announcement of Sombra.
The only thing is, it's like I said the last show, it's too overhyped now.
Yeah. It is. That's why I'm saying they have to have something big. Like
she better one shot everybody,
and she's not because it's gonna break the game if she did that.
That's stupid.
So she's gonna be a nice support character. Everybody, get ready for that.
No, we have too many now.
We have way too many.
You can never have enough. No, because nobody likes to be the support.
You gonna have a support with a machine gun?
That's a lot of heals.
That's a lot of heals. Yeah, exactly.
Shooting needles.
You want her to heal like every second.
Right?
Put
Anna to shame.
I don't know what she's gonna be.
She's gonna hack her ult, take it for herself.
Yeah.
What if she?
Oh,
that
would be.
Her
ult be cool.
Is to take somebody else's
ult? Take somebody's, yeah.
Or
so
the old timer?
She's a DPS then? Is that what we're talking? She's a DPS?
I'm thinking she's a DPS. Or, yeah, I'm thinking DPS.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you're like a Hanzo? How does she hack your ult? It's all mystical. And
maybe it just takes it away.
Oliver Queen hacked Damien Dark's ult.
What?
Huh?
Sorry. I just watched the season finale of last season of Arrow.
Nobody watches Arrow.
He hacked it.
What? Do you? Okay, let me. I mean, I don't know. If she comes out on the 1st or the 5th, depending on, you know, whatever Blizzard wants to do, the only thing I have a problem with is we play a whole bunch of games. Me and Jerry, we just got back on Smite, right? And we had been gone for a while.
Yeah.
And there was like a stupid amount of characters.
I know. We're like, what the hell is this? What the hell is this?
Like a whole bunch of skins. They drop stuff all the time. And other MOBAs do the same thing.
Yeah. The game keeps going.
Yeah.
When you don't.
Overwatch kind of once every blue moon. And I know Blizzard takes their time.
The content they make is amazing.
It is. But, and if they're in a league with other MOBAs, and other MOBAs are dropping stuff, like, every other month but, at least.
I don't know.
How do you compete?
But with attentions. They compete with Heroes of the Storm.
Really? Because I don't even play that.
It's another MOBA. And people do.
Do they?
Well, yes.
I don't think people play that anymore.
Heroes of the Storm?
Yeah.
A lot of people play it. Just like a lot of people still play StarCraft 2.
When's the last time any of us in here played
Diablo
that?
3.
Diablo
it's a Blizzard
3,
game.
But no,
people still play Lost Viking.
But Diablo 3 Diablo 3 is a...
People still play
Grand Theft
Auto.
It's not a MOBA. It's not a It's not a game that's a competitive type of game.
No. It's competitive if you want to compare gear.
Yeah,
it's got the best gear.
There's a score ladder that you go on.
Yeah,
there's
leaderboards.
There's leaderboards in freaking solitaire. But ain't nobody sitting there.
Solitaire is a hardcore game. Have you ever been to a world championship of solitaire?
There isn't one.
Yeah.
Bet. Somebody Google it right now.
It's in their own house.
I guarantee you it'll pop up. World champion. And if not, we'll start it.
Let's
do it.
I don't know. It was too overhyped. They're very sparse. I'm not as excited as I am, you know, for another one. For, like, a character from another MOBA or something like that. Battleborn, a game nobody's even really talking about as much. I think dropped at least two characters, or three, if not three, already. It's been out around the same amount of time.
That's why you got to play the better game, Paladins.
But think about what Overwatch has done so far.
Actually, I started playing Paladins.
See? Last right night. There. See?
Or the other night. Yeah.
Or Paragon.
It's not bad.
What has Paladins done? Not Paladins. What has Overwatch done?
They released one extra level.
Okay, yes.
One character.
Correct.
Two different type of game modes that they did seasonally. On top of that, they gave you a bunch of skins for...
For my May?
For...
You don't need money.
But they have good ones for already.
I'm just saying.
But for the soccer or World Cup or whatever...
No, those Olympics, are, the events. The event modes and, were good. Yes, the
Halloween.
Event modes were good.
I love
good.
The Halloween event,
but they're here and gone, of course.
Yes,
and every MOBA does that. They bring those events around for 3 days. Look at
but the game modes.
Look at Grand Theft Auto. Yeah, they bring game modes around and then they get rid of them.
I don't see many.
Almost every game does that.
Yeah,
yes.
I just thought about it.
They bring it around for like 2 days and then they're gone. And it's
but
like,
still, I mean, did Battleborn do that?
I don't know because nobody plays Battleborn.
That's just,
what the hell plays that?
Chat, let me know. Are you still excited about Sambra? If you are,
de Amigo?
You know, let us know.
Yes. Simba?
I don't think. I don't know. I don't know what to think. It's around the holidays, of course. Does anybody watch some scary stuff?
No.
Spooky.
I was told that spooky and scary things are the thing to watch around Halloween. Scary. I've never been a Halloween person.
Me neither. Like, just when I was a kid and it's free candy.
Halloween is like my favorite holiday.
Once
guys.
I couldn't get candy anymore, I was like, fuck it.
Look. You get free candies.
Okay.
Girls dress up as slutty whatever you want.
Think about it. When
girls dress up slutty every weekend.
Well, it's like, yes. And
it doesn't
you can
mean
be a creep.
You're rapist. Yeah. Jeez.
That's okay. All I want.
That's it. So candy and sluts. Is that what you're talking
candy
about?
Candy sluts.
Okay. Yes. And candy
if
sluts.
That's not a ska band, it should be.
Candy sluts?
That's the best thing, you know? Free candy from strangers?
You could probably get that all year round, though, Jerry.
From strangers knocking at your neighbor's door.
So it's the one time that they don't put the razor blades in there. The drugs.
I have never been a big, you know, Halloween person.
I've never.
I know other people would be like, oh, it's my favorite holiday of the whole... Like, for what, dude?
Ever since I was a kid, I loved, like, getting costumes and just, like...
Ever since I could remember.
Going around, scaring people.
What are you going to be this year, then?
I was already at a party. I was the Vault Boy, or what's that dude's name?
The Vault Giant.
I think Vault Boy, yeah.
Yeah, Vault Boy.
Yeah. Webb, are you doing anything special this Halloween?
Nope. We had an office party on Thursday. My department dressed up as Snow White and Seven Dwarves.
Oh.
There's only seven people?
in my department? Yeah.
Which one were you?
I was Dopey.
He said I was Snow White.
I was Snow White. Snow you know White. What? Funny though, because actually one of the other departments, the supervisor was a guy, and he dressed up as Dorothy. They were the Wizard of Oz, and he was Dorothy. And then they had Toto and
yeah. Did they bless the rains down in Africa?
Probably.
With Toto.
I've been watching some of those. Or Jerry got me onto these. What is it? It's creepy spaghettis.
Oh, creepy pastas.
Creepy pastas. Oh, I actively stay away from those.
Well, see, I was going to bring some to the show tonight.
I read them at night at work to keep me awake.
Wow.
That would
you,
work.
You work at a hospital.
Yeah.
All hospitals are like guaranteed haunted. That's like true.
Don't say that, man.
That's true.
Well, there's a couple people that died in front of me, but don't say that, man. Terrible.
Died in front of you?
In front of you?
Wait, no. Technically, Jerry almost killed me today.
No. He almost killed me today.
No, we just came back from eating food.
At Jizzler.
Jerry fucking farts in my car.
No, I didn't.
I'm strapped in with the seatbelt on. I can't breathe. It's the worst.
It's terrible.
Like a human being died in his ass.
Yes.
And horrible. It's been rotting there and fermenting.
Holy crap.
As much as wine does. Yeah.
It gets better, though. Right,
so I'm like dying, trying to breathe like a dog, sticking my head out the window, open my car door. It's just, I'm engulfed.
Are you driving?
No. I'm parked.
Okay,
mind you, I almost lose consciousness and vomit.
Why did you get out of the car?
Because I'm strapped in. I'm already buckled because I was about to leave.
Unbuckle.
I couldn't think.
We were parked.
Wait a minute.
It's stupefied.
Wait.
I have to stupefy.
I'm fucking trapped.
How do you have hallucinogens coming out of your butthole?
Hey, I've been eating shrooms.
That's terrible.
So I'm trapped. I'm like laughing, and it's like, you know when you laugh so hard you can't breathe? You're like, yeah. So I'm laughing. I look up, and there's people sitting in the car directly in front of us.
There was a bunch of people in a truck in front of us.
Trying to figure out what's going on. I'm dying.
I kept telling him, don't breathe. Don't breathe it in. Unless you want to die.
And that was my day.
Professionalism, everybody. That's the name of the game here today.
But it was fun, though.
Hallucinogenic farts and more. That's going in the show description.
I think we found our title.
Yes, all right. Hallucinogenic farts and more. That's definitely clickbait right there.
All right, creepypasta.
You won't believe what came out of Jerry's butt.
So. Yeah, no, I was going to bring some creepypasta stories, video game creepypasta stories to the show tonight. Actually, the plan was to actually have Carla on because she had some like top three or something like that. She had a video on some very disturbing games or something like that.
Oh, jeez.
I didn't get to watch it, but I wanted her to come on and kind of talk about it on the show. But she's down in L.A., you know, doing the whole kamikaze thing.
Crying.
Yeah. And then when I got into actually researching these games, one, extremely creepy. Extremely creepy. There's some stuff out there that will keep you up at night. Yeah. And if I were a googly eyes. If I were a weaker man, it probably would keep me up at night.
I read a lot of those. Those are fun.
There's one out there about Godzilla game on the NES that's a long one that apparently it's a very popular one amongst the creepypasta community. You should go and check it out.
Ben Drowned is very popular.
Ben Drowned from the Legend of...
Ocarina of Time.
Zelda Ocarina's
I don't understand that one.
It's about Ben drowning.
And a lot of glitches happen in the game when he loads up that save file.
It's a very, very spooky one. We had this whole thing we were going to do with the flashlights and stuff like that as well, but Steven couldn't find any flashlights.
Yeah, we just found
a flashlight.
We just found a box of fleshlights at his house.
Terrible.
Like, brighten up your day. brighten up your day.
So we saved you guys, apparently, from the horrors of the internet. And the internet can't
but
be
not
horrible.
The whores on the internet.
That's also clickbait. I love those. So moving right along then, everybody.
All right.
here's one thing that's scary and pisses me off. Playing Final Fantasy, the newest one, with your friends requires DLC. So the new Final Fantasy 15 is coming out, of course, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And as you've seen from trailers and everything like that, it's a single-player game so far. But as you play with those boy band characters that are driving around in some type of Buick fighting monsters in a modern-day setting for some odd reason, you can actually play four players co-op if you pay for the DLC.
It's paid DLC.
It is paid DLC.
How much are we talking about?
They haven't released the amount of it yet. It's called the Comrades DLC. It will be sold separately, or if you pay $29.99 for the season pass, you get it, of course, bundled all with that passes. One. The Comrade DLC will let you play with friends, but each of the other DLCs for the game will spotlight one character from Nodic's group, which is the main character of the game. So, yeah, you can...
Okay, so am I able to go back and play the campaign co-op? Or is it one of those things where it's just separate co-op?
You just play that expansion part.
It says, the DLC for the game will spotlight each of the characters. Yeah, it says, these all feature new areas, explore enemies to fight. Square Enix also promised that each character will have a different play style, though I suspect the gameplay for each won't be radically different. They haven't announced the release date for these pieces of DLC, but some of the Final Fantasy 15 bundles do come with them at launch, though it's likely that it can't be activated until they are formally released, of course. This is disappointing to me.
That's frustrating, because I can't think of a legitimate reason for them to do that besides
money. Yeah.
That's just blatant.
Like,
so, working on a game for how long has it been? Like, they announced
15
it
years.
2008 long, or something
yeah.
like that?
It is a very long time, yeah.
Okay, and they've worked on this, went back. So, they were probably halfway through development and then was like, you know what, we should have made a co-op. Fuck. Let's finish the game and then just add co-op.
But then charge it.
How many years have...
Make the
it's a corporation. They're going to get as much money as they can
from
you.
That's what I'm saying, is that the only reason why they're charging you is because they forgot, and now they're going to charge you to make money.
The thing that I'm very upset, of course, is that they're charging you.
Yeah.
But it's optional.
Yeah, I know. It is optional. I know, but when you dangle a very good option in front of me, then it's like, when's the last time we had an RPG at a caliber of Final Fantasy that's been co-op. You hear that silence in the room? Because yeah, there isn't a freaking time that we've had
a lot of RPGs don't do co-op anyway.
No, they had Tales of Vesperia. Have you ever played that one on the...
I'm trying to remember. I thought the Xbox?
Like I think it was the 360.
Wasn't like Crystal Chronicles?
Crystal Chronicles, you had to buy like a whole bunch of extra stuff just to even play co-op.
And nobody got pissed off at Nintendo.
Yeah, I did. What are you talking about? Crystal Chronicles sucked.
So you need an SP.
Big time.
Yeah. Record to link it.
Yes.
The game. Another game.
You needed like three SPs or whatever. And then the cord link. I think everybody needed their own,
everybody
right?
Everybody needed an SP.
If you wanted to play co-op. I mean, it was a cool experience. Everybody had it. It was a cool experience because you get to have your inventory and everything on your SP. Which was all right. But, like, nobody wants to do all that extra stuff just to play a simple mode in a game.
Yeah, when it's people just an extra mode... That's the thing. That's why they can do it. It's because people will pay for it.
And season pass $29.99 for a season pass.
I'm more pissed that they didn't just put like co-op through the campaign as well.
Right.
Because then I'd be like, okay, well then I would buy that.
Then yeah, I mean at least do that. $29.99 for a season pass comparatively doesn't seem that bad.
I know.
I mean, there's
nowadays,
been
yeah.
They've cost
Call of Duty is like $40-$50.
Exactly.
That's like another game.
What was it? Was it The Division? That was like another $50.
The Division is actually about to come out with a new update.
I think it's too late.
People still play
it. It's too late for me. I sold mine.
It's too late.
I used mine to buy Overwatch, I think.
Jeez. Yeah, their co-op in the game, I don't know. I don't like that. I don't like that paid crap. Just come out with it, make it free, and... Live your life, man.
Yeah, but see, it's not something that's needed, though. It's just extra.
Okay, so it's the same thing with, here's another game. Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse 2
just
came out.
Well, first I would
never buy that. It just came out.
Because it is the worst thing ever.
But it came out, and it has co-op in it. And it's not paid. You don't even have to touch the co-op in that game.
But that's how the game was designed. They probably designed the co-op later.
You can throw it on there.
Now you just want free stuff.
Yeah. No, that's not just free stuff. Yeah. I bet you it's coded on the actual game or inside the game. That's something I'm purchasing, and they're just giving me the like code to unlock it once I freaking buy it. So it's already on my game. It's one of those things about like with the Street Fighter games.
You don't know that unless you're one of those guys that hacks the shit. And then
okay, so then when somebody
kill that knowledge,
we know there's people in the chat that
let
do
me
that.
Data mine.
Yeah. There's probably people in the chat that are doing it right now, literally.
Let's find out.
And if it's on the
what
disc,
are they
yeah,
saying
that
in
is
the chat?
Jacked up.
What are they saying in the chat?
Not much. Kennedy Nothing. Is saying that it's BS, but you know those people are going to buy it because it's Square Enix.
True.
Not necessarily.
Because it's Final Fantasy.
Square Enix has been dipping in their products. Last couple Final Fantasies didn't do as good.
Yeah. But it has such a strong following that there will be the diehard.
I don't know. There's been a lot of people that fell off.
There were a lot of people that should have fallen off when the Note 7s exploded in their hands and they went out
they
and bought
didn't.
Another Samsung.
Yep.
So
there it is. Boom.
Because without the explosion, they're usually superior.
Actually, you know what?
Mm-hmm. They're usually superior phones.
If that phone didn't mark me as a terrorist, I would not have traded that in. I love that phone.
Exactly.
Trebek is saying they're just trying to recoup the costs associated with the development of other features.
That's some BS then.
But,
so you're charging me for your freaking lack of being able to make it at a cheaper cost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's some crap.
Or even Steven's scenario would frustrate me even more. You're charging me because you forgot to add this feature in during development?
Yeah, exactly. At first I thought you were just saying something about the show, Even Steven. But
I was like, he's coming back. Shia LaBeouf.
Nobody cares.
He's coming back.
Shia LaBeouf.
There's no
Shia
good.
He's coming back.
The bottom line, in my opinion, is there's no good reason for them to charge me for a co-op, for a
especially
mode of the
when
game.
It's not full co-op, you can only play certain co-op areas.
Yeah, like don't do that.
See,
like,
but okay, but is it its own specific campaign?
Probably.
It's okay, sounds so it's like its it. Own probably. Content.
So, yeah,
that's co-op.
Yeah, but how much is the content?
That's like saying okay, we made two games.
Is it a content or is it a point of view? Because I don't want a point of view.
I don't know.
Thing.
You
that's
have
the
notes.
Thing. It doesn't say.
It
doesn't say.
It shouldn't affect the main story. That's the
you
thing.
You got the notes. I don't know.
It doesn't say. All it says is everybody's going to get their own little DLC, all the characters in there, but it's not saying what the co-op is going to be. If the co-op is just
the battle system,
oh, we're playing the exact same system, you know, we're playing the exact same story, but from the, you know, perspective of Titus now, then I don't know.
Titus.
It's Noctis.
I don't want that. Like, that's,
well, yeah, if it's like that, then yeah, then that's something that should have been part of the game originally.
Yeah, if it's new story,
but if it's new story, yeah. And I can understand why they would charge for it, because it's basically like adding another part of the game. Another game to it.
It depends on how much they're going to charge and how much additional story they're giving you.
Well, you'll find out soon enough, yeah, everybody.
That's fair. Yeah.
When does this come out?
The game is set to release
December.
November. I thought it was
and
November.
There's four of them, right? So you know that's at least three DLCs.
November
29th. Right,
it's supposed to be released on Xbox One and the PlayStation 4 November 29th.
Okay.
All right.
So we'll just have to find out and protest then. Yep. Square Enix also went on and showed us a little bit of the Kingdom Hearts 1.5 and 2.5 remix announced.
Wait,
for 1.5? Yes, 1.5 and 2.5 PS4? Remix announced for the PS4. Yes.
Yes. So they're releasing the first game and
the second and a half
son
game.
Of a bitch, because I bought the I had to buy it again.
I want to buy the first.
I'm buying
one.
It.
I have it on PlayStation. Three?
I had it on PS2 when I had my PS2.
I had it on PS2. I still have it on PS2. You still have the actual game.
When is part 3 coming out?
Oh, yeah. Shit, I don't know.
But we got all these Africans coming out. I mean, geez.
January 1st.
It's not Africans. It's the original game, right?
Just it's one point. It's a little extra on there, though, yeah. Right? With the remixes?
Yeah, whenever they put the remixes, they add the extra content that came out in like Japan.
Yeah, like, whatever.
And then the cutscenes are updated.
Don't people want the actual full-blown third
one?
Well,
no, because... nah, what is it? Yet. Well, yeah, they want the third one, but the 1.5s, I believe they put... what was it? The DS game? They put another game on there, so there's like two games.
Oh, that's cool.
On there.
Kennedy in chat saying that 3 comes out March of next year.
What?
Boom, Kennedy.
Sure, Kennedy.
Well, I mean, there you go then. Instead of, this one comes out, what? This is going to be spring. Now, this one says it's scheduled for March 28th, 2017. 1.5 and 2.5.
Oh, she's saying it. These come out.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what she's saying.
Okay, yeah, because part 3 is... that's
TBD.
Like, that's like Half-Life. The next Half-Life?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
That's what people, it is.
But they actually announced this one, though.
Yeah,
it's
true.
It's not fan speculation.
How many people announced Half-Life?
A lot.
Exactly. Not the people that mattered.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody except for Valve.
Except for
What's
Gabe
his name?
Newell.
Gabe Newell, whatever.
Gabe Newell.
Newell, bastard.
Bob Newhart makes...
Bob Newell?
Huh? Bob Newell.
Yeah.
What?
We changed his name so many times.
So you have that to look forward to, I guess, everybody, if you're into the...
if you're into that sort of thing.
If you're into that sort of thing.
Yeah. I'm into a lot of things.
If you're just now, like... I know.
Mostly butt stuff.
If you're into the... or if you haven't got into it, it's a good opener, I guess.
It's a good game.
Yeah, it's a good
it's
opener.
It's definitely
right
a good game.
Hey!
Under Inspired Games.
Wow.
What?
Just Fired Games. Just now,
Well, hey, Joey Ferris just...
I know, right?
On, like, Wednesday.
That's
really?
Yes.
I almost banned him for it.
Wow, what a dick.
We got some Nintendo Switch news in here, everybody.
All right, what's new?
Nintendo Switch.
Any more news of Karen?
Who the hell is Karen?
She's the... they call her antisocial Karen. She's the girl that she looks out the window, see her bunch of friends.
Oh, they're telling her, come
outside.
Play.
Yeah. And then
they memed her already?
They memed her. She was like, oh, God, it's freaking Karen. She'd bring out her Nintendo again.
Come
just
play.
Leave that at home, Karen. Let's play. We're
like,
having a
no,
party.
I have to play.
Karen, this is a barbecue. Why are you bringing your Nintendo?
It's a barbecue.
It's
freaking hilarious.
I have to play. I have to play. I've seen a lot of articles online of people kind of not protesting, but saying don't buy it.
Why?
Well,
no.
Yeah,
it's freaking
people
sick.
People protest anything.
I like
protested
it.
Jerry's fart earlier, but that didn't give me nowhere.
No.
Life
almost killed me.
That's yeah.
It's like the Dakota Pipeline all over again.
Terrible.
Damn.
Oh, I'll give you the...
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
The professional.
All right. Professional.
You just, there's a level and you just...
So the Nintendo Switch, of course, everybody has plenty of questions about it, but apparently the Switch is reportedly to have a rocking 6.2-inch 720 multi-touch display on that...
multi-touch.
That little toaster thing there.
Oh, yeah.
The pad.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
What?
It has a touch display on the toaster?
whatever that thing you jam on the toast part.
Oh, the screen itself.
Yeah, the screen itself.
What were you thinking?
He was probably thinking the cradle.
Yeah, or
the way you said it, yeah. it sounded like, dude, that's just the dot.
That's how you picture that thing. There's probably a button to turn it on.
Right. Not even. The button's disc. All.
Oh wait, it's not disc anymore.
Just a dock.
Nope.
It's cartridges.
Cartridges.
We're back.
People are going to lose those
Nintendo
things.
Hasn't said anything to clarify what the touchscreen will be used for or anything like that, but best believe that you're going to be touching stuff.
Well, I mean,
the Wii U touchpad.
Yeah.
It's basically the Wii U...
controller.
Touchpad controller.
But on the go.
Just with the switching of
nunchucks. Well, and if you can get apps like Netflix and stuff like that, it would be nice to be able to have touch on that, so you just...
pick your movies that way.
Yeah, you don't have to like use the little joystick things.
You can do that
around.
With the Wii U.
Ooh. To just touch. Nobody, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's why it would.
I wonder if any.
That's why
like,
it would be.
I wonder
all the time.
I wonder if any like carriers like AT&T would come on to this.
Well, see, that was a question. So last week we had Joey Ferris on here because he's extremely excited about this system, and many of the questions that were brought up, of course, is battery life.
Yeah, that's a big one.
4G.
Is it going to be online, or is there any type of 4G with it being outside of the cradle while you're playing on the go?
The Vita did that.
Yeah, they did with AT&T.
And then what carrier? Yeah. Is there going to be some type of carrier that's going to latch on there? You guys didn't get to sit in on the conversation. Are you guys day one buyer believers or sit and wait?
Not day one. I'll sit and wait.
I don't think it's going to be possible to get one day one.
You never know.
Theoretically, if it was possible. In a perfect world.
What's the price again?
$299, right?
Oh, wait, is that confirmed?
No.
Oh, $299.
It's not confirmed. It's not confirmed whatsoever.
If it's $299, that's doable. I'll do that.
No. Well, I mean, I bought my Xbox One day one. I bought a Wii U day one.
Baller.
I know, right? Jeez.
Aaron got a PS4 like 5 years later after it came out.
Other people had to buy it.
Yeah, right. Other people.
Literally.
I don't know. I mean, if it's there, and it depends on the launch titles. Because, I mean, think about right now. This current gen, PS4 and Xbox One, had shit launches. Mm-hmm. There was nothing that was really out there. And people bought it. I don't know. I think they would have to come pretty hard. That's disgusting phrasing.
Go on.
They would have to have really hard-hitting releases, like launch titles.
I saw an article, or at least a headline of article, that says, is Oblivion on the Switch a lie?
Oblivion.
Not Oblivion.
Skyrim?
Yes.
Skyrim,
yeah.
That would be pretty shady if they did that.
I mean, it's all promotional marketing, video right now.
Yeah, but even still, though, I'm pretty sure they'd still have to get some
kind of
confirmation.
I know that I heard something that they didn't even want to acknowledge what they played on in that little commercial,
which was
Skyrim.
And
they didn't want to actually say the name.
The new Mario.
So I don't know. That's kind of sketchy too.
The Wii U, just to put some point of reference, the Wii U launch price was $349 for deluxe and $299 for basic in November.
Really?
I had got the deluxe.
Yeah, who's a basic?
So $350 for the Wii U. And this seems.
Wait,
to...
what was the deluxe though? Like, so if
it was
you think,
the black one.
If you think the deluxe for the Switch is going to be. Of course, the system itself with the cradle and the little Switch hand.
I bet you the deluxe comes with that.
With that Pro controller.
Yeah.
It's going to have to come with that.
So, wait, they're going to have a deluxe edition and the regular edition?
No, I'm saying if that's the thing, theoretically, if there is two different editions. SKUs for them, then one is going to come with that controller. That may be the $349. Is that how it would
be? Yeah, $349.
Not necessarily because the Wii U just had bigger memory.
That's all it was? Well, it could be a memory as well. That's what I'm saying.
Bigger memory. What else did it come with? It had the dock.
Did it come with an extra controller? No?
No, it was just the pad.
So then that's what I'm saying. Switch might just have bigger controller, or bigger memory, and that Pro controller.
So
for the most part, it was just black and had 32 gigs instead of 16.
This one article I was reading was saying that Nintendo had come out, and they're saying that they're not going to lose money on the Switch.
What do you mean?
Like
all the other consoles normally do. You're talking
right, about? Like okay. The Wii U. They lost money on the Wii U.
Well, who didn't? I lost money on the Wii.
But
I didn't even buy it.
Point being is that, okay, so that was the price point for the Wii U. $349 for the Deluxe, $299 for the Basic, and they lost money on that. And now they're saying that they're not going to lose money on this. So it's kind of like, are they just expecting a lot of people to buy it? Or are they going to have a higher price point?
I think that they're making it with cheaper materials. Like,
well, but yeah. But that's not
then just mark it up more.
That's not uncommon.
They're usually pretty good with their products because they don't put out a bullshit product.
Yeah.
They like to make sure that they it's don't. Like...
Virtual Boy was pretty BS.
It looks like we're going to get details on the Switch January 12th, 2017.
Ooh.
Is when we're going to start getting...
well, it comes out in March, right?
Yeah. So we're going to get details like 2 months ahead of time.
Oh, there you go.
Or 3 months.
Sit and wait, everybody.
You got restless leg syndrome?
Yeah, I do. Right. I do. So to keep up with Snapchat, everybody, the good old boys at Facebook have added some Snapchat-like features into their camera.
Is it a goddamn dog?
No, it's a flower crown.
It's the stupidest thing ever.
The thing is, it seems like everybody is just kind of stealing from Snapchat as of lately. Instagram went on and did their quick stories, quote unquote.
It's easy.
Oh.
Because all you got to do is integrate it with what you have, your app.
Yep.
And then you just shut the other one down. Because what do they have? Filters?
Yes.
Well, shut them out.
They have.
Why do you think Vine's going out?
I was
going
to say, with the trend of other apps dying, is Snapchat on its way out?
Is Vine dying?
Vine is dead. What do you mean?
They put the shut Vine down.
What is that? Twitter?
Wow.
Yeah. They're like, we're done.
Yep.
Whoa. Well, Twitter's not doing too well anyway.
Is Periscope dying too?
That's that is Twitter.
That's Twitter as well.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Is everything just going towards Facebook now?
That's what I'm saying. Facebook and Instagram seem to be monopolizing
I thought Instagram is part of Facebook.
Yeah, Instagram.
Is it now?
Yeah, Facebook owns Instagram.
I don't even know what's real anymore.
So are these real? Jeez. My real.
So then, I mean, it seems like Facebook then is really just... It's real. They're taking over the world.
Yeah.
So social media to rule them all.
Mark Zuckerberg.
So they should buy Snapchat. They own the big
three. They don't have to.
Well, see, here's the thing
they
about
Snapchat.
They have
Instagram. It's the
same thing. Yeah, it's the same thing. With the stories. Yeah,
you add the filters.
Buy it, and then shut it down. Shut down the competition.
You just wait. All you got to do is just wait.
Just wait
And then they'll die out. Boom. Hey, you just saved your $1 billion.
Snapchat? Yeah, that is true.
That's pocket change. That's a Starbucks for Mark Zuckerberg.
Really? That's what he carries every day as he walks out of his house. He said, I carry enough money in my pocket to buy your company. That's how much.
You know what?
I carry.
New life goal. I want to make enough money to where I can just walk around with a bunch of cash to buy somebody's company.
Yeah. Walk right up to the company.
That's you want to set Okaiba somebody?
That's a baller saying.
That's a deep reference right there. Only super nerds will get.
I carry set enough Okaiba money in my somebody. Pocket.
Where's that at?
The thing. Yeah, so the thing is, I've seen, like we said, we saw the death of Vine, and Vine was huge.
There was a lot of stars that came out from that, and then now they got to transfer to either to YouTube or something
King
else.
King Bach,
they were Vine celebrities, literally like Vine celebrities that transferred from 30-second videos on the internet to.
So what's gonna happen to the phrase "Do it for the Vine"?
It's gonna be "Do it for the Facebook." That doesn't even flow.
Doesn't have doesn't have a ring to it.
Does not flow well.
Do it for the snap.
But I mean, it's all being condensed into one big social media thing. So eventually, we're not gonna have.
Nobody wants Friendster.
Nobody wants Friendster. That's
MySpace.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake did.
Yeah, biggest waste of money. Well,
didn't he buy it for like $2 million or some stupid?
He's trying to turn it though into an actual music thing. Yeah. I mean, if you change the direction of it and don't make it to what it used to be, then it might be successful under that thing. But everybody uses it as a social media thing.
Yeah.
But now we got Facebook.
I don't think anybody uses MySpace anymore, though.
I don't know. If we didn't do the show here, I probably wouldn't have too many social medias.
I wouldn't have Facebook.
I went around because I went without Facebook or not going on Facebook or Instagram or anything for a long while, and I was like, I'm good with that.
So you're on the anti-social media.
Kind of. A little bit.
I'm on that anti-social.
A little bit.
Yeah. Well, I don't really use it either. Media. I'm an observer. I observe everybody else's shit and just gather knowledge.
Creeper,
and then one day I will use it against you. No, It's shadow broking, people.
There can only be one.
It's shadow, yeah, is that shadow what you broker. Call it? Yeah.
Shadow
yeah.
broking.
Yeah. You got to buy that DLC.
David Webb's got a mistress. Did you know that?
Ooh.
Thank you.
Totally boom. Stop posting on Facebook.
Like, who's posting that on Facebook? Yeah.
I got to adjust
my people do that all the time. I got to
adjust my
Facebook is
settings.
So advanced, it posts things for you.
What? Yeah. Infidelities. Literally. Why are you posting your infidelities on Facebook?
You know how many times it like automatically uploaded somebody's images and it was like a dick pic or something on Facebook and then they get flagged? Yeah, because they have that auto upload.
Crap. I don't know why anybody would ever why like that, to be on.
Why?
I just now started using Google Photos because I didn't want it to start posting things to me. Okay. But it doesn't, so it's fine.
And last thing I had on the docket is Donald Glover's mama.
Oh.
Yep.
What?
Mrs. Glover.
She told him if he's going to play Lando Calrissian.
Mrs. Gambino.
Don't you screw it up.
I saw damn. That. Oh. That was... That was good.
Said, don't mess this up.
Don't mess this up.
Because Billy D is like...
It's your dad.
Yeah, like, yeah.
That's a surprise.
45.
And that's a real fan there. If you're doing it for your mama...
Do it for his mama.
I want you to look here.
That's love right there. That's love.
So don't you fuck this up.
Yeah.
That was the exact word. Don't
you fuck this up.
That is the exact conversation.
I don't
conversation.
Care how much money you have. I'll whoop your ass.
So, oh, come on,
go
set.
Get a switch, boy. Go get a switch.
Go to the backyard.
That's terrible.
Go to the backyard and pick me up. Switch.
Where'd you get this candy, boy?
And that's what it was. That's the, it was very slow for the news this week, everybody. So the banging around the web's over. Sorry.
No banging more around. Banging around the web.
I thought we were going to do it again.
There's no outro song? There's you guys no haven't outro. Updated?
We just play it backwards.
You do the flip it and reverse it, Missy Elliott?
That's, yep.
So you do it.
Nice. You know that reference?
We'll do that. I know that reference.
You know that?
Sure. You know how to say it?
Yeah.
I can't. That's why I just said flip it and reverse it.
Oh, wait. What do you mean say it?
How she say says it backwards.
Oh, no. Nobody can do that. She can't do that. They just rewound it.
Is that least, how they did it?
I'm sure they did
every
that.
Time she sings at
every
concerts,
time it was all
it's like
that's
whoa.
I think he just said that, something in
he said something in his like own language.
How dare you.
You know what, I think that was in Constantine. You better
he just summoned
you better
a demon
say, you better
God damn
say
it.
That now
that's terrible.
We gotta go guys.
See, we gotta go. This is gonna be demons.
I just said something from the Necronomicon.
Man.
So PC World has a top 20 horrifying PC games.
Woo!
Of course.
Top 20 horrifying.
And
Slenderman.
That's the please. The no.
Is he on there?
I don't know if he's on here, but
it's Five Nights at Freddy's 1, 2, 3, and 4.
If they're all on here, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. So coming in at the top of the list, everybody, we have now this is the 20, not number one.
Okay, number 20.
We're only gonna do the bottom. Well, let's go straight to the top to five. The top.
Straight to the top five. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's go straight to the top five. So at number five, everybody.
At number five,
we have System Shock 2.
Ooh. Yeah,
I have no idea. Never played that game.
Way better than System Shock 1.
Number 4, Dead Space. Number 1.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one.
It's an Nintendo. It's scary.
Dead Space is good.
Number 3, Anchorhead. It's a text adventure.
Ooh, spooky text messages.
All right.
So there's words on the wall, people. Run.
Number 2. Right?
That comes after 3.
Dos.
There we go. Dead Secret.
Secret.
Yep, never heard of this game either.
Yeah, these games.
They're PC games, mind you. They're PC games.
So Dell employees play them.
Then the number one scary PC game of, according to PCWorld.com, Call of Cthulhu, Dark Corners of the Earth.
Cthulhu's.
Looking at the graphics, it had to be scary back in the day.
You're afraid of calamari, people?
Calamari.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Where is Slender Man on the list?
I hope he's not on the list.
Why?
You think that was scary?
But he's slender, and he's a man.
Slender Man, when I played Slender Man on
Creepy
the...
Creepy Thin Man.
What did we play it on? We played it on the Xbox 360, didn't we?
But that was like the Xbox version.
Yeah, but it's still the same thing.
It's called White Noise.
Yeah.
Whatever. That movie's freaky.
White people scare me.
So White that Noise was there. Freaky?
The concept of it, yeah.
Thank you for watching the most unprofessional episode, of course, of The Weekend Bang, everybody.
But it was funny.
But it was enjoyable, definitely. Yes.
That's the whole show?
That is the whole show. Don't you hear the music?
Oh, I thought that was like the
It was just soothing. Halftime.
We don't even do halftime anymore.
Dang, what? Do you remember that?
We haven't been on for a long time.
What? Jerry.
Oh my gosh.
It's such a lame show now. They just like ruined it.
I want to bring back halftimes, actually.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
I think I might bring back halftimes the next week.
And then you need a sponsor. I want a message from your sponsor.
Need a smoke break.
Is your cat too loud? Kitten mittens.
Kitten mittens.
That is horrible.
It's the best.
Is your cat too loud? That's horrible.
What is it? You ever want hot dogs in your salad? Well, with schmeebles. Yeah, you can.
Don't forget to go follow us on all the social medias, everybody like that. Thank you for our new listener, if you're out there, Juan. For Steven, the real David Webb, Jerry Panericon, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying, you just been banged. And happy Halloween.
Spooky, scary.